Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, May 28th. We're facing the week, a long weekend, Jen.
We are.
Memorial Day is coming up.
This is our last show here.
The last show for my house, folks.
Yeah.
We'll be moving back to studios, new studios.
Very exciting. I can't wait to see the space.
I know.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be nice. It's nice, and I'm looking forward to finally working outside of the house, you know.
How many studios?
There are two studios in there.
Great.
And so we'll see how we set it up. I haven't decided yet until we have all the furniture in there, and then we'll see how we'll set it up and stuff. I'm stressed enough as it is to figure out things before I'm inside there.
That's fair.
You know?
Yeah. You got to make a nice checklist.
Right. So, and I'm not good with checklists, so it's all in my mind pretty much, but it'll work.
I, through my journey in relieving my anxiety, as much as I was anti-list for so long, I found that when I'm struggling to keep it all in check in my head, it makes me frustrated and I get confused and I'm scared I'm going to forget something. So when I write it down, even if I just keep a paper with me and I write things as I remember them, once it's out of my head, I feel so much better.
Yeah, right? It alleviates the anxiety a little bit.
Yeah, because now I don't have to worry about remembering.
Right.
Yeah. Just try it.
Well, if I haven't done it by now, I'm never going to do it. So many times in my life I've heard, make lists, you know?
I know, it helps though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It really does.
I know. And plus it's like when it's written down, you have to do it, you know?
Well, I don't know about that. I definitely have to.
But then it stares you back in the face like you're not doing this, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I can just like put a book over it though.
Yeah.
You know? I don't have to see it.
Yeah. So a three-day weekend, we're going to be busy moving, of course, and stuff. I would have preferred to go somewhere. Mm. But then again, I never really go anywhere when everybody else is, you know.
Sure. It's
and this is
going
to be so busy, you know.
I know.
This weekend everywhere that it's okay. You know, I'll just go to the beach here maybe Saturday.
Yeah.
I found some like a list of great places to go to in Southern California, like a river I never heard of and a couple of like mountain places. So maybe Saturday I'll go with my son or something. We'll
Why
see.
Not?
Like a day trip, you know?
Sure.
So I would like that. And I love traveling, you know? I really do.
I love traveling, but also it's such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it can be.
You know, I'm just like, I got to pack. And even worse than packing is unpacking.
Right.
I'm like, ugh. You know, and
I don't know. Unpacking, it all goes in the hamper, you know? I mean, what?
I guess, but then I have to stare at it in the hamper.
Yeah, but to pack, it's like you have to think about how much am I going to need, you know?
Yeah.
Is this going to be enough? Am I going to forget something?
No, I'm a pro with that.
Yeah.
It's the unpacking that kills me. I got to like put back all my toiletries and, you know, put everything back where it goes. It's difficult.
It's funny the kinks people have, you know, they don't even understand it.
Yeah. Mine's executive dysfunction.
Yeah.
I like have a really hard time making myself do things that I know I need to do. I'd rather sit and think about the thing that I need to do for way too many hours and just give myself anxiety.
Many people are like that. It's called procrastination.
Well, that too.
What did you call it? Executive indecision?
Executive dysfunction.
Oh, dysfunction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
it's a little
that.
Different, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm like that too. Like
so
you don't
rough.
Like to do the things that you don't like to do. You don't want to do the things you don't like to do.
But even things that I like to do, sometimes I just won't get up and do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Like what, for example? What do you like to do that you wouldn't get up for?
If I feel like going for a hike, or if I'm going to go for a walk, or if I'm going to even go to the pool downstairs, or go for a drive. Sometimes I just have a hard time getting up from my spot.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, maybe you're sitting in your spot too much.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
I know.
But I also like work so much that I'm going, going, going. And then finally when I plop down somewhere, I
Yeah, you want to rest a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's not a big deal, really.
But then I sit there in my head and think, like, why are you laying down? You shouldn't be laying down. Why are you going to watch a show? What are you going to, what's going to, what are you,
giving yourself guilt and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, let's go to the park. And then 2 hours later, I'm still laying there going, let's go to the park.
That's funny.
You know?
Yeah.
And I never regret getting up and out. I've never once left the house and gone to the park or gone for a run or gone for a swim and been like, man, I really regret that.
Right, I shouldn't do that.
Yeah. Damn it, I wish I didn't do that. I've never said that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. I still want to go on my bike, but I don't know what I'm going to do. I talked to this woman who does like biofeedback or something. Mm. I mean, I didn't meet with her about that, you know, we met about her doing a show and everything.
Yeah.
And she does biofeedback and she says we deal with fears and all this stuff. And I said, well, what can you tell me about me being afraid to ride my bike and falling?
Yeah.
She's like, well, what is the likelihood of you falling? I said, well, there is a possibility, right? And so I realized it doesn't matter what people tell you, you know, it's still the reality is that I could. And I could break my ribs and shit, and I'm not interested in that. So
you got to break the seal, though.
Yeah.
There have been times when I got into a bicycle accident, a really bad one, and I was afraid to get back on a bike for probably like 6 months. Mm. And finally, I was like, you know what? Let me just like hop on and just ride around in front of the house. And I just did that really slowly. Yeah. And I was like, I was shaky. I was nervous. I had like a little PTSD from the fall.
Yeah.
But then I was fine.
And you still did it, huh?
Once I got back on, I was fine.
Well, that's pretty cool. Maybe I'll use that for inspiration.
Yeah. You just got to do it. It was a bad accident, too.
Really?
Yeah. The chain I was riding.
Did you hurt yourself?
Really bad, yeah. Really? I ended up cracking.
What scares me, man? Why would I do that? I would hate myself if something happened, you know?
Because of all the years I've spent riding bikes, that's only happened like once.
Right. Other than that, but that's enough, you know? You don't need too many times. It's enough that it happens once.
Yeah.
And you go, shit, you know.
Once I rode someone else's bike and they had fresh brakes on it and I wasn't used to their controls in the front or the brakes or whatever. And I hit just the front brake and I flipped completely over. Right. Like, literally, like, back wheel over my head.
Right.
Yeah.
You see, there's so many mistakes you can make, you know. I mean, I felt I wasn't injured badly at all. But then I was thinking of all the possibilities, and I'm like, what the fuck, you know?
You just got to go really slow.
You can't do that on an e-bike, you know, that can go up to 30 miles an hour.
See, that's scary to me.
Right. But to me, it's like, I mean, sometimes I feel I'm almost going to fall when I'm actually just standing with the bike, you know?
Yeah.
It's a heavy bike, too.
Is the seat too high for you?
No.
Oh,
but the bike is heavy, you know,
yeah.
Which is not really a big deal. But I don't know. Sometimes it's just like, or if I have to go through a narrow place or something, there's like walls around
you. Yeah, that
makes
me a little anxious.
Like on bridges or something, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever seen those videos of people who go up on the bridge, but they're not on the bridge. They're on like the railing of the bridge and they're biking down that. And the whole time I'm like, like I can't watch that.
I know they have like riding groups out here, and they include not just e-bikes but like e-skateboards, electric skateboards. Have you seen those?
Yeah,
those are like fucking,
that's scary.
That's scary.
You got
shit.
Nothing to hold on to.
And not only that, some people have like a uni wheel, which is just one wheel.
I don't even know.
One wheel
oh, yeah,
and you ride
those.
It.
Have it's like the those? Hoverboard when they came out with hoverboards.
Right.
I'm like, that's not.
But
that.
It's like one wheel. You kind of like, it's like the thing that clowns use, but more like motorized and all that shit, you
that's
know.
That's scary.
They call it one wheel or uni wheel or something. And
oh, thank you.
I don't know how these guys, and they go so fast, you know. So I'm like, how the fuck do they do this, you know?
Slowly
and
practice.
Obviously, you have to be young and careless, you know, or carefree.
Practice. Yeah. Some people, I mean, that's how I feel even about skateboarding.
Yeah.
I watch people skateboard and I'm just like, or even people who do parkour.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, in what world? Like, why can't I do that? Why can't I just like do a backflip?
Right.
Why can't I like run up the side of a wall and then flip over?
Well, because you never tried it. Maybe you should try it. Or
it's so fun.
Backflip.
I've like always wanted to do backflip. I've had so many dreams where I've been able to do a backflip and I feel like I can feel what it feels like.
Wow.
And I'm just like, yeah,
that's an interesting thing to want to do.
Yeah. I've just always wanted to be able to do so a backflip. Every time I see one, I'm like, man, you know, and I keep getting older and older and I'm like farther away from being able to fully execute a backflip.
Jeez. That's funny great, though, yeah. You know, there's a lot of videos of people doing all kinds of crazy things, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you go, how the hell do they do this? You
yeah,
know?
I just don't want to break a bone and I don't want to break my teeth.
Right.
I spent too much money on my teeth.
Yeah.
You know,
I know, man. It's like all the things that can go wrong, you know.
Yeah.
But if we started thinking about that, we wouldn't be doing anything.
Nothing.
You know?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I actually almost started parkour training right before the pandemic, but the pandemic hit and everything closed.
Yeah.
But I was looking into parkour places to learn some fun things.
Yeah.
I don't want to like do it off buildings and stuff. I just want to like, I want to be on the ground for the most part.
But you want to take a little risk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mild risk.
Yeah, that's not bad. It helps you deal with life, I suppose, or something. You
yeah.
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Very interesting. So I'm looking forward to California opening up in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That should be interesting, huh?
Very great.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I know. Me too. I can't wait.
It's going to be amazing.
I know. Well, I think people will still be to wear masks somewhere. I don't know where.
I have no idea.
But I'm going to say, F you, I'm not wearing masks anymore. You know?
Can you imagine like walking around stores without a mask on?
I know. It feels strange, so
weird.
Right?
Yeah. I've always been a little weird about people's breath and sharing air with people.
Uh-huh.
So, like, this has been, the mask wearing has been kind of nice for me.
Right.
So, I don't
know.
Makes
you feel a little more secure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does when you wear it. I mean, it's true.
Yeah. So, I don't know how I feel.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Stay with the mask. What the hell?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to look at you weird, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like before the pandemic, you know, where.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing with the mask, you know?
Like. Also, I haven't been sick. I haven't been sick since before the pandemic. I haven't had a cold since I've even lived in LA.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good.
It's great. When I was in New York, I had like 5 colds a year. I was constantly sick.
Yeah. And that's gross because you're breathing other people's germs.
You're breathing in so many people's germs. Like people, I remember so many times walking down the street and it's like packed and someone passes me and they cough and I feel their cough hit my face.
Oh, God.
You know, like you just... You just know the moment you've ingested somebody's cold, you know, the moment. And then days later I would get sick or a week later I would get sick. And I just knew it was from that moment. I just knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is with the masks, I mean, there's a lot of like confusion, you know, people don't know. When can I wear it? When should I wear it? When am I not supposed to? What the hell's going on, right?
Yeah.
So on airplanes, I've heard there's a couple of like incidents and stuff. So apparently on Southwest a couple of days ago, a passenger knocked out a flight attendant's teeth.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they were asked to put their mask on. So
that's quite an extreme response.
It is, you know. But at the same time, don't you think if you're the flight attendant and you see that you're really irritating the passenger, maybe it's not worth escalating it, you know?
I mean, they're just doing their job.
No, of course. But, you know, I mean, but I think also you got to pick and choose your battles, you know? Maybe you can just ask them, well, move to the back of the plane or something, you know, and we'll deal with you later when we land or something, you
yeah.
know? So it's really crazy, you know, because now they had to ban the passenger. There's a whole thing going on, investigation. And
but also, like, how mad do you have to be about physically hit a
right,
flight attendant?
Right,
you
right.
know, like, you yeah. agree that if, when you buy the plane ticket, you have to click something that says, I agree that I will wear my mask.
Right.
You know, and if right. you don't want to... Don't fly.
Right, exactly. But what do you do when it does happen, you know? I mean, you're mid-flight and shit. What are you going to do? Start, like, arguing with the passenger and shit?
I mean, personally, what I want to do is I want to get a roll of duct tape and wrap it around their entire face.
Right.
And let them just sit like that for the rest of the flight. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, look, now the attendant got injured. I don't think they would have expected her to push the passenger to the point where the passenger would hit her, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know, but it just goes to show you what a mess we've had with all these masks and shit, you know? And this whole pandemic thing, you know, and I wanted to bring it up because now they're finding out they're on Dr. Fauci's case, and they're saying that now they're investigating to see whether there were grants that were given that were forwarded to the Wuhan laboratory in China. Mm. They have this thing called gain of something and gain of function. And that's when a lab tries to take a virus and upgrade it to see if it can affect people.
Sure.
Which is like, why the fuck would you even do that, you know?
Yeah, what, are you trying to start something new?
Right, but it's a common thing that they do in labs and stuff, or I don't know how common it is, but they're saying there's mounting evidence that the pandemic started there and the Chinese Communist Party is covering it up, you know? Mm. So now the question is, and, you know, I mean, I suspected that all along, you know, just the question is now, did the Chinese government actually unleash it on us and made it look like a leak, or what happened here? Because China has gained a lot from this, you know? And you have to wonder, you know, did they actually do this as an act of war? But as I said before, and people are now mentioning this also, is this is a crime against humanity, you know? I mean, this is like, I can't imagine anything worse than this, you know, than they could have done.
Yeah, I think all governments are shady, and I think all biological labs are shady, you know?
Yeah.
There's probably nothing good going on in any of them.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, they did an investigation by the World Health Organization, and they came up with a conclusion that China did not know and all this shit, or even that it started at that laboratory. Mm. And so people are asking if they're in bed with the Chinese, you know.
Sure.
Because they just kind of, nothing was transparent about it, you know. The Chinese refused to sort of cooperate or give the right information, you know.
Sure.
So, I mean, I'm extremely pissed about this, you know, because the lives of the whole world were interrupted, you know. The world has changed, you know.
Did you hear about that one guy who had been living off the grid and he, without a mask in the middle of a pandemic, walked through a shopping center? And he walked into one of the stores and he's like, can somebody tell me what the hell is going on? Like, he just came out to get more like oatmeal and a few more supplies for the first time since the pandemic had started. He had no idea what was going on.
Wow.
And the people in the stores gave him a mask and then sat him down and filled him in on like the entire pandemic that was happening.
Wow.
He had no idea.
Can you imagine living off the grid? I mean, I was reading a couple articles on this. They had this one woman who lives in Mexico now on the beach for $1,500 a month or something. That's her expenses. But she tells you, you know, it's not easy to live off the grid. There's a lot of things that are not great about it, you know?
Yeah.
Why am I getting this?
Yeah, you're fuzzy.
Yeah.
That's better,
I think. Well, yeah. So you know, I don't know, but sometimes it's appealing to me too.
It is. I mean, it's hard to live on the grid.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know.
You know, I'm just tired of fucking looking at Facebook all the time. You know,
get off
like
Facebook
to fill my time. It's like, yeah, because sometimes there's nothing else to do. You
get
know,
get on TikTok.
I am. I get on TikTok too. In fact, I think TikTok is like, it's tiring to me because it requires you to focus on what they say. Because
they move so fast on there.
They move fast and they talk fast. And And they all teach you something, so you have to pay attention. It's not like if on Facebook it just goes, the video goes and you're like, oh, okay, you know.
Yeah, see, my brain, because...
Yours is too, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe that's better?
I don't know. Oh. Not really.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. I don't know where the wire is from.
But my brain at this point, like, I...
What are we going to do, Jen? What are we going to do?
It's irritating me. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Go on.
So the way my brain works, and most of the people in my age group, because we grew up with texting and stuff, and we grew up like looking at different windows on the computer, so our brains have like wired to that. We've basically like given ourselves multitasking dysfunction. And so for me, when I watch slower videos, I can't focus.
Yeah.
I can't focus at all. And when I watch something that's like a minute, I'm completely there. You know, if somebody's like talking too slow or the video's just slow, I'm out. Yeah. I can't even TikTok, how fast they go on there is that's me.
That's your rate.
That's my rate. Yeah. In fact, even faster would be better sometimes.
Yeah.
I need to hurry up, go. Just say it. Yeah. Spit it out.
The only thing is sometimes the 30 seconds or 45 seconds is not enough for them, you know? So it's like it gets cut off.
They do a part two.
Yeah. And you go, what the fuck, man? It's like you keep me in suspense and stuff.
Definitely. You know? You just have to go to their page and look at the second video.
Right.
Yeah.
But I do feel it's tiring because often they teach you things, you know.
And so like, much.
You have to follow, you know.
I've learned so much from TikTok.
Did you really?
Yeah, I really have. I've learned a lot.
Yeah. They do like have all kinds of
random
things.
Stuff too. Like,
I know. Tricks on the iPhone or something. Or,
yeah, stuff like that and just like different social stuff and, you know, ADHD stuff and mental health stuff and.
Yeah.
You know, recipe stuff.
I know.
All sorts of shit.
I know.
I love
all
it
this
there.
And lip syncing to comedy. I mean, that's something I've never seen before.
Mm.
Well, you know, all these women go up there and they start lip syncing male comedians.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's funny, you know, they do like facial expressions and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Which sounds funny, but it's definitely a phenomenon, this TikTok.
Did I send you that one guy's account who he said,
you sent me something, didn't
it's,
you?
Let me see. Let me turn this down so it doesn't come up. It's like, be a man. Is that what it is?
Mm.
He says like really funny stuff that's
uh-huh.
Be a man. Yeah. Here it is.
Be a man. Here to play it on the microphone.
Yeah, I don't know which video this is going to be.
Is he a comedian?
He goes,
if you can't find what you're looking for in a store, don't ask for help. Walk out. Be a man.
He just does all these like stereotypical things.
Yeah, like not support. Asking.
Die. Tells you to get in touch with your feminine side. Crash the car and ignore her all day. Be a man.
Or he'll be like, your wife wants you to put the toilet seat down. Leave it up. Be a man.
Be a man. It's totally fucking crazy. But the first one is funny because men don't like to ask for directions.
Yeah, exactly. He has a whole page of stuff like that. It's so good. Yeah. Just look it up. It's called Be a Man, and it'll come right up.
It used to be where you had to ask for directions. Today we have GPS. We don't do that. But
yeah,
remember sometimes you just have to get out of the car, stop at a gas station or a 7-Eleven,
mm-hmm.
and ask them, how do I get to this? You know, from point
A to point
B.
And people used to know. Nobody knows now.
Right.
You know? I remember living in, when I first moved to New York, I got in a cab thinking the cab driver would know exactly where we were going, and he was like, all right, how do we get there?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I was relying on you.
Yeah, it's your job. Yeah.
But I remember back in the day when people were using maps and then MapQuest came out. Do you remember MapQuest?
Of course, yeah.
And then you would print
that
out the directions.
That was like the first one.
Yeah, you'd print out all the directions, and then you just sit there driving, like reading them and following along.
I know. Well, they used to have the Thomas Guide. You don't remember that one? That was in the 80s, but they had it in the big cities, especially in LA. Mm. It was like a whole book about this thick as a book.
Yikes.
It was a and it had like maps of the streets.
Mm.
And you know, but when you get to the edge of one map, then you have to go to the other map to find where it continues. And find it. And imagine you're in the car and you're looking for you know, the place you're going, and it's like it's making you crazy.
Yeah.
But that was the only way you could travel.
It's the old school version of texting and driving.
Right, you know?
Yeah, that's scary.
It's very scary. So
that gives me a stomach ache just thinking about having to read a map.
Right.
Like, not a map.
It's a street map, so everything is like zoomed in, and sometimes you don't even know where you are, you know.
Mm.
But yeah, again, that was the only way we can do this, you know.
Yikes.
It was a crazy, crazy time.
Ugh.
I can't imagine, you know, I can't remember life before the internet, you know, but
it's weird, right?
Sometimes I see memes that say, would you go back before the internet? And I'm like, yeah, I would.
Maybe.
I definitely would.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so it took longer to do things. You know, now yeah. we're just like so fast with everything.
I know.
Which is nice, you know. I mean, I'm not it arguing is. About this, but there's a lot of things we lost, you know. I think social contact, a lot of that yes. is lost.
Well, people start to have social contact online and then they mistake it for human interaction. You know, right. and then they become socially awkward and people get obsessed with texting and if people wrote them back and when they're going to respond and if their red message is on. And
right. There's a whole like etiquette goes.
Yeah,
going
totally.
Yeah.
I don't follow.
I know.
Anyway.
I'm learning that for my kids, you know. It's unbelievable, you know.
Yeah, totally.
Like he answered, he didn't answer, she did, she did.
Yeah, like there have been guys I've been talking. I didn't respond for an hour and then right. they start sending question marks. They're like, hello, guess you don't want to talk anymore.
Right.
I'm like, dude, I'm at work. Yeah. You know, like I don't like if I'm talking to someone and they don't respond to me for 3 or 4 hours and then their first response is, hey, so sorry for the delay. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about your delay.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
I want the person that if it ever happens, like I want them to be as busy as I am. I want to, we don't have to talk every day. I was talking to this guy from a dating app this week and every single day he was sending me messages on Instagram, messages, sending me videos to watch, sending me songs to listen to. I'm like, oh fucking Christ. You know what I mean? And I literally text him because every morning I woke up and there was already a message from him. And that's such a, my roommate said it perfectly. He was like, what a burden. And I'm like, yeah, what a burden, you know, like, I don't want to feel like I constantly have to respond to someone. So I said to him, I was like, look, I was like, you're really nice. I said, but don't feel like you have to send me messages all the time, every day. I said, if we don't talk for a few days, that's fine by me. Like, I'd rather just be present in my everyday life and then talk to you in person so we can be present in person. Right. But I don't need a lot of texting. I don't need a lot of communication. I'd rather us just like discuss when we're going to hang out and like what we're going to do maybe, and then go hang out and do that.
Right.
I don't need to sit there and talk to you constantly all day, every day.
Right. So you're not for everybody, you know? I mean, some
no.
people want like constant contact and stuff.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You're not for that.
No.
So, yeah, you got to let people know at the outset. You
that's,
know?
A, that's a burden to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let them know, though, so you don't hurt them, you know, because
I
some
did.
People, yeah.
I didn't know he was going to be sending me like 15 messages
yeah.
a day. It's like, jeez.
Jeez, that's overwhelming, you know? That's too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I work around producers all day and everyone's the way I am. So, you know, if we're not texting about work, we're not even really saying anything unless we're just like text complaining about work.
Right.
That's about it, you know?
Yeah.
But I have friends who like, if a guy doesn't text them or a girl doesn't text them all day long, they don't think they're interested.
Yeah.
And so we've set this bar for each other that if we're not communicating throughout the day and checking in and giving us highlights of our day, if we're talking and you want to give me highlights of your week, that's cool. I don't want highlights of your day. I just don't want them. And I don't want to give you my highlights either.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
You might as well give up fucking dating. You know,
you know what I mean? It's like, I'd rather just be in person with people. And I think that's the aspect of old school life before the internet that I do really right. appreciate is because people, they would maybe call each other at the end of the day or a couple times a week on the landline and that's it. You know, they weren't yeah. constantly communicating with each other.
And meet, you know, I mean.
Yeah, and they would actually meet up and spend time. Like if I'm sitting there texting in my phone all day, communicating with people, having all these like phone relationships with people, texting relationships with people, then I'm not able to be present in my everyday life.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do both. I can't sit here right. and have be fully engulfed in a conversation on my phone and then be fully engulfed in a conversation with you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like people want to have that. And then when you're on a date with them, they don't want you to text on your phone or anything. You're like, well, everyone wants this from me. So what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. I mean, back in the old days when I was a kid, you just go over to friends or family and just drop by. You didn't even call or anything, you know, before phones even, you know.
Yeah. Just, hey, can you come out and play? Yeah. Hey, you want to go hang out?
Or, I mean, adults, you know, they just, I'm not even talking friends, but I remember my parents, we would just take the car and go and visit somebody, and they were not offended. They were, they were happy, you know. And
they were so excited to have company. Them,
you know, exactly.
Yeah.
Now it's like you have to call somebody, can I come over? Do you want me to come over? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that's if you want to be there in person, you know, which many people don't even want to.
And people never even knock anymore. They just like text you here.
I'm here.
Like, what is it? Just knock on the door.
Yeah, exactly.
People like don't want to knock. I'm like, we know you're coming over. Just knock when you're here. Mm-hmm. So awkward. But I think I've told you this before. There's a comedian named Sebastian Maniscalco. He's this Italian guy. Very, very Italian American. He's so funny. And he does this whole skit about being a kid. And when guests would come over, the whole family would come to the door and like you'd be like, yes, oh my God, come in. And then you'd break out the Sara Lee from the freezer and you'd all sit around and have coffee and cake and just talk. And he's like, now when someone shows up unannounced, everyone's like closing the blinds and like ducking down onto the floor like, who the hell is that? You know, avoiding the door at all costs. It's a hilarious skit.
That's true, because today nobody does that, you know.
No, so it's weird.
It's just like solicitors and stuff, you know, that come to the door.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, crazy world, you know.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You know, we have to live with what we have, you know. I just wonder where it's going from here, you know?
I know.
I mean, it seems like people are just going to be more and more distancing each other from each other. And
I mean, what I about think that's something. Contact, I think the pandemic changed that a little bit. I think people want to be more in touch with each other.
You think?
I think so, yeah. I think people really missed each other.
Yeah.
Some people definitely want to stay more of a hermit than ever before, but I think a lot of people really did miss not being able to, you know, before it was a choice not to see people and then they were forced not to see people. So
right,
I think people, people are coming around.
That's true about me, but some people are happy like this, you know, it's like, I guess the,
well, like Howard Stern.
Yeah. Still in his fucking bunker. And some people are just either afraid or they're always loners or whatever.
Sure.
That don't want to socialize.
Yeah.
You know, people that stay in. I can't imagine.
I like staying in sometimes, but I like I like people, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's a hit or miss, but most of the time.
It's not unfortunate, let me tell you. It's not at all. Yeah. Because the alternative is even worse, you know?
Yeah.
Being lonely and shit, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, this pandemic has made me feel pretty lonely, you know? So I try to do everything I can to overcome that now, you know? And, I mean, even when we're locked down, I get out of the house all the time, you know, just not to go crazy.
Driving around.
Stir crazy and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you
or
have
go
to
nature or something, you know.
Yeah, you have to change your surroundings. Otherwise, you start to react as if you're in an asylum or something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and it helps socializing with people, you know. It really does. I mean, I'm not like a big socializer, but I like being with people, you know. I'm not one that's like constantly with people all the time. Like you see some people, you know, taking pictures and they have like a million fucking friends, you know. It's like you wonder, when do you have time for all these people?
Yeah.
When did you meet all these people, you know?
Yeah.
But so that's nice, you know. But at the same time, I think you want to find some kind of a balance, you know.
For sure. I think it's important to have human interaction, but it's also important to be able to appreciate spending time with yourself.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people think it's like one of my really good friends used to think it was like really sad and depressing that I would go out to eat by myself.
Yeah.
Like I think it's sad that you can't.
Right. Exactly. You know, yeah. Even like taking trips, you know, I mean, I've grown to appreciate going by myself, because then you can go wherever you want.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for anyone. And
right. You know, you don't have to put up with their shit, you know, if they're messy in the hotel room, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, you know, or like they want to go to one place, you want to go to the other. I suppose you can compromise, but still, it's not the same.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, you know, you go places, you want to share it with someone, you want to talk, you want to do this, you know, so there's a flip side to everything, you know.
Yeah, totally.
And everything is, I think if you balance everything, you're good, you know.
Yeah.
Because I do know some people who definitely cannot be alone. They can't stand to be without people.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for them, because it's like,
yeah,
you know, you're at the mercy of other people all the time.
Yeah, and to me, that's they're avoiding sitting down and thinking about something that they need to think about.
Probably afraid of being alone, you know.
Yeah. Or it's like an abandonment
issue. Everybody's fucked up somehow, you know.
Yeah, it's true. We all have our shit.
Yeah.
You know, same shit, different package.
Exactly. Exactly. So they've been talking a lot about the Friends reunion. Are you excited about that?
No.
Did you ever watch Friends?
I mean, I've seen episodes in passing. It was one of those things that would just sometimes be on the TV.
Right, exactly. That's how I was.
I was never really that big of a fan. Yeah. Nothing against the actors. I think the actors are great individually, but I don't.
It's probably a good show.
Show
too, you know. It's fine. Never appealed to me, you know.
Just every, I don't know. Everything was just so...
I know, like, it's not, you go, that's not really how friends are, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, it's like everybody, like, they're friends but they're hooking up and all this shit, you know. It's mm-hmm. like, how often does that happen in real life? Maybe sometimes,
maybe in like friend groups when you're like 16,
right, you know, but it doesn't happen later in life. And maybe sometimes, you know.
Yeah,
sometimes. I mean, there's people that well, you know, that they might date someone in their group.
Sure.
But these people all the time, right? They each dated everybody, I think. I don't know about the show. What do
yeah,
I know about it?
So did you watch the reunion?
No, was that on already?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was.
Like yesterday or something?
I think Lady Gaga made an appearance.
Yeah, she did. Other people did too. I imagine what happened is they did like... they did an episode, and should I bang on something here
it's
or break
it? It's doing it for
it?
Me, too.
I know, so it's not my microphone.
So what's connecting both of our wires?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know what it could be, man.
Could be anything.
It's a little bit better now.
Yeah, but
it's like when it's bad, it's bad.
I know. Well, when we move, we're going to reconnect everything. So I can't imagine what it would be, you know. But at any rate, so they did an episode, like a regular episode, and then they had the reunion where they were sitting with people and talking,
yeah.
Right? Maybe I'll watch that. I don't know, just to say that I did.
That's a good enough reason.
Yeah, you know. They're all in their 50s now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 90s show. It started in 1994.
Wow.
I remember that.
I mean, it's a good show to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not my taste.
A lot of people liked it because they, I don't know if they related to it, but.
It was a little too light for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, a sitcom, you know?
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be too heavy.
I know. I know.
But interesting thing is Matthew Perry says that he was always so nervous during the filming that he experienced convulsions.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes during the shows where they were filming, you know.
That's wild.
So that's pretty crazy. I don't know if this had anything to do with the fact that they said that in the reunion he was like sort of like talking funny or slurring his words or something, And I don't know what happened there, but I'm wondering if this is not the same thing that happened to them when they were filming, you know?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in so many films since then.
Right. They all have.
Yeah.
But apparently there was something between Schwimmer and Jennifer Aniston while they were filming. Because apparently in the storyline, they were like an item. And then in real life, they were too.
Oh, wow.
But I guess nobody knew it or something, you know. But I mean, you know, when you work with someone this closely, there's no way you're not going to like hook up with them or connect with them on some level, you know.
Things definitely happen.
I mean, look at all these people that end up getting married after they star in a movie together.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like Ben Affleck and Jennifer.
Yeah, they're back together.
Right? They're back together. They did a couple movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Geely or something. That was like a terrible fucking movie. Nobody saw it.
Oh, you know what movie I saw the other day that was absolutely horrendous? Mm-hmm. Was, what's it called?
What was in it?
It was directed by Fred Durst, and it was starring John Travolta and Devon Sawa. I'll get this in a second.
I don't know who David Sawa is, but
he was like a 90s heartthrob. He was one of the blonde bowl cut guys. It's called The Fanatic.
I never heard of it.
So do you know
that's John Travolta?
Yeah. Do you know who Fred Durst is?
Yeah, isn't he from the group
Limp Bizkit? Yeah. So he directed this film, and John Travolta's character has like a mullet, and he plays. It's a very poor depiction of an autistic person. Like, it's it's offensive.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite offensive.
Wow.
But so he plays like an autistic guy who's absolutely obsessed with this actor who Devon Sawa plays, and it's just wildly terrible.
Yeah.
Worth a watch, but wildly terrible.
Really?
You know, I think sometimes certain movies are bad enough that they're worth seeing.
Yeah.
You know, like, you got to watch this.
To see how bad it is.
Yeah, definitely. The whole time my friend and I were just like, come on.
But you still watch the whole thing.
We watched the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So even good movies, I sit for half an hour. I'm like,
yeah, this one's absolutely terrible. And it gets wild. Like, the second half is insane.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know who gave this the green light to be released, but
probably like an independent film or something.
I don't know. They were trying to have it up for an Oscar last year, and
really,
the Oscar people were like, nope.
Oh, so this is recent?
The past couple of years, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's an interesting one.
Oh, okay.
Worth a watch. Yeah.
So is that like a... So John Travolta looks like he looks now, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, he has a mullet.
He has a mullet in the movie?
Yeah, let me show you a picture.
Oh, that's funny.
I know. I wanted it to be so good and it wasn't.
Yeah. So he was the autistic guy?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
And I like Travolta. I think he's pretty good in most of what he's in. But this was,
right.
I mean, it's not always a matter of the actor. It's a lot of the director as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And what qualified Durst to be a director? I have no idea, you know?
You know.
He's a musician.
Yeah, and then he played one of his songs in the scene, one of the scenes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that figures. Why not, right? Wow. So, yeah, so that's the Friends. I would like to see the reunion if it was recorded, which I'm sure it was.
I'm sure you can.
Oh, it is. It's streaming on HBO Max.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's like everything is on HBO Max. They're really, they've really made a name for themselves, you know?
Yeah. Truly. I mean, I always thought HBO was an elite channel, for sure. So
yeah, that's true. Even on cable and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, they have like all the big things, even new movies they streamed on there, right?
Mm.
There was Wonder Woman was streamed on there.
Yeah.
And but now I guess there's going to be a Disney movie at the end of the month. What was it called? Shit. But it's a movie where if you want to see it on Disney Plus, like in the past year, if a movie premiered on Disney, they would just show it to you for free. Now, since it's going to be in the theaters too, they figure that they're going to charge you if you want to watch it on TV.
Sure.
You know. But what movie was it? It's like a movie I wanted to see, and I can't remember what it is now. Damn it. But maybe an opportunity to go back to the theaters, you know?
Mm, that's exciting.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah. I wonder what theaters will be open after all, after the pandemic.
Right.
I mean, after
As
the
it is, they were going through trouble, you know, theaters, I know, right?
Which is such a shame. Like, I think the movie theater is such a fantastic place.
Right.
You know, I love buying overpriced snacks and watching a movie in a really cold room where I try not to fall asleep. I actually do really like it, but some of them have those really comfy chairs now that are like recliners and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I almost think that's a bad idea.
It is, right? You can fall asleep on it.
I've fallen asleep through I can't go to movies stoned at all. I used to go to movies stoned and I would fall asleep 10 minutes in every time.
Yeah.
Such a waste. It's just so chilly in there. It's like so chilly and so dark. It's like perfect sleeping weather, you know.
And after you eat the popcorn, you're ready to take a nap.
Yeah. I mean, the popcorn's the only thing that keeps me awake. Like, right. I have to just keep ingesting snacks to stay awake.
I know. And it's so much popcorn that you eat, you know, because.
So much.
Like if you get a large and a refill and everything, because you're sitting there for 2 hours, you know.
Yeah. And then by once you've gotten like 3/4 of the way through the popcorn, I just start feeling like a little sick from the butter. And I'm like, I'm never getting that again.
Yeah.
And then the next time I don't get
butter anymore because
it's way too much.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's not good for you either. You know?
It's not even butter. It's like hydrogenated butter flavored oil.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It's not butter at all.
Yeah. Clog your arteries and shit.
Definitely.
With that stuff.
Yeah. I usually just bring a backpack with a bunch of healthier snacks like vegan cheese puffs or something.
Yeah, because it is very expensive to buy this shit at the theater.
Yeah, you'll spend like $50 on a ticket and snacks.
Right, and that's where they make their money. They don't really make it on the tickets.
Yeah.
You know?
Some of the theaters have gotten really fancy. Like there's one, I'm sure they have them here, but there's one near my mom's house that has like chicken tenders and pizza, and there's like a sushi bar and
over here in the gallery they even have a bar alcohol and stuff, you
imagine
know,
drinking while watching a movie. Oh my god, right. I definitely fall asleep.
I know, the only time I used to fall asleep at movies is when I go to the late show, you know. That's why I don't go to late shows anymore.
Oh, I've
like
fallen
the movie
asleep
that starts at
the matinee.
Really?
Yeah. It's like 11 a.m. I'm like sleeping in the sixth row.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember matinees, man. We'd go and see a few movies at the same time.
Yeah.
That was cool.
It was great. Yeah. Man.
Well, things have changed, man. We have to get used to it. Now we sit at home and watch TV.
Yeah, we do.
Right?
You know? But it's kind of cool, though, because then you can just fall asleep.
Oh, man. The things that you appreciate, huh?
You know?
Yeah.
It's the little things. It is.
All right, Jen. We're out of time again.
All right. Wednesday.
Yeah, and for all of you, we're probably going to do, if you're okay with it, Mondays through Thursdays. You know, we'll take Fridays off.
Yeah.
Or something. Because I'd like a couple days off and I'll be working Sundays. So maybe Friday and Saturday would be nice days off.
Cool.
And for you listeners, you'll want to know that we'll be starting at 10 from now on. Because, we do have to go to the studio and all that shit, you know.
Right.
And stuff. So we'll do that. And that's it. Have a great weekend,
you
everybody.
Too.
And you two stay... do you have any plans? You don't have any plans.
No, they got canceled.
Because they got canceled,
yeah.
Right? Well, go to the pool, go to the beach, whatever.
I'll definitely go to the pool, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's for dang tootin'.
All right, everybody.
See you Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.